Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever considered that the cheapest model might actually be the most expensive? I built a model frontier dashboard to help myself figure out which model to use for different kinds of work. On the second day after it went live, I was staring at the scatterplot and had to double check. Is Claude Sonnet 5 really the most expensive? It has the lowest per unit price in the entire Claude family, just $2 per million tokens. I thought I had drawn the chart wrong. The answer was hiding in the official data files. In this set of long horizon coding tasks, Sonnet 5 required an average of 268 steps, repeatedly reading code, calling tools, revising its answers, and the input tokens alone accumulated to over 70 million. The final cost per task came out to $26.40, with a success rate of only 53.8%. In that same benchmark, Fable 5, low cost just $3.76 per task, and its success rate was actually higher. This is something leaderboards will never tell you, because we are conditioned to look at unit price. But in agentic tasks, it is the model itself that decides how many steps to take. If the unit price is low, but the model takes far more steps, that advantage gets entirely wiped out. What you actually need to look at is the total bill for completing a whole piece of work. So the next time someone tells you a certain model is the most powerful, you can ask one more question: most powerful on which kind of task, and how much will it cost to get my work done?